You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Putting Suggs, getting him off of Garland, and putting him on Donovan Mitchell. Watch how hard in the second half it was for Donovan Mitchell to get to his spots. And that's off the ball. Forget about on the ball. We know that Suggs and then having Isaac behind him can certainly steer you in a direction you want to direct an offensive player. But even him being able to get established where he wants to off the ball, Suggs is not allowing him to do that. And so I think that's something they have definitely had to work on the last few days, is being able to do that.
Before we set sail with this, and Jason Loy going to join us at 9:20. We will ask him a couple of draft questions, but the Browns had themselves a fine enough draft. I gave it a C. I mean, I'd probably give it a C any year. Doesn't matter, and I know that nobody cares about draft grades, but it makes it easier. So fine, good solid C, we move on. Nothing against it, nothing for it. Obviously, I like Mike Hall, and you know I like Zach Zinter, so we'll talk about it more with Jason coming up at 9:20. I don't want anybody to think we're dodging any questions or anything like that. And there will be something about Deshaun Watson in that comparison with the Houston Texans being brought up at 9:20 as well with Jason, as well as the Cavs. Okay, all that being pointed out, like, the conversation has twisted to another thought of the softness of the Cavs. And should we be calling them out for being soft? I don't think anybody's not calling them out for being soft. I think a lot of people feel the Cavs are soft. It's not about a question of being soft. It's that I've seen toughness, and now I need it every game. When I saw toughness, abject toughness in the first couple of games of the series, again, I thought last Thursday was going to be the ugliest game of the series because I thought the Cavs would win it, obviously. And I thought that they were going to have, though, some chippiness that would happen where it would be Orlando's last gasp to really take a stab at him in the series. And that game four would probably either be, I thought game four, they would just wouldn't care. Orlando. I thought it was going to be a sweep. You thought it was going to be a sweep.
Yeah.
That chippiness, it hasn't been chippy. It's just been good, strong, tough play by Orlando. And we just haven't answered. And I think that's the most frustrating thing for a Cavs fan. It's like, guys, you've seen it. You've seen the toughness. You've seen them go out there and assert themselves, announce their presence with authority, and then now they just refuse to do it again. And I think that's what's some of the most frustrating stuff to a Cavs fan.
Yeah, Mo Wagner should not be able to go at Evan Mobley the way that he has.
No.
That was one of the worst aspects of that last game, was Mo went at him a couple times and scored and taunted, let everybody know about it, and then Mobley tried to come back the other way, and he couldn't convert. And it's just like you're being emasculated right there in front of that crowd. And I'm to the point where I wonder if this Cavs team even believes right now that they can win this series. They're still favored. They're 4.5-point favorites tonight. Clearly Vegas tomorrow night, I keep saying that. Clearly Vegas thinks that this is just about the home team. And the home team in this series is going to win all the games. And I understand, because we've basically had four blowouts the way these games have gone. The home team has been able to deliver in a big way every single time. With that said, I mean, I'm a little worried about what the Cavs are going to look like tomorrow. Yeah. I wonder how shaken they are. I guarantee, you know, they'll say all the right things, and that fan base that will be there, they'll be fired up to start that game. They're going to be there. It's game five. They know now it's a best of three.
Yeah, but I'll tell
but
you
is
what,
that going to be enough to get them to the finish line?
Tone, that third quarter comes around, and we all get pensive, and if they start to do what they've done before, which is start to go south, like, they're going to boom. They're going to boom. They're going to be upset. Because I can't just sit there and say some of this is absolutely on JB Bickerstaff. He's the head coach of the team. But man, I look at these players and I go, man, you could sit there and you could talk through Fedor all you want about telling JB Bickerstaff to run sets and do this and do that. I'm still looking at you going, what are you contributing here? Why are you going south on me here in the playoffs? Why are we doing this about Donovan Mitchell again for a third straight series? Like the last year with Utah, you know, I said what I said. Then when he came here, it was first series here. I wanted to blame a lot of other people. I didn't want to blame Donovan. Now we're in this third series. And how many did he have on Saturday? How many did Donovan contribute? Was it 10? It was 18 on Saturday.
18 first
half. Yeah, he started out with 18. He had nothing in the second.
And nothing in the second half. I mean, that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
It just doesn't even make sense.
I know he might be hurt, but he's out there. And I need it all. Like, well, Donovan doesn't have any help. Yeah, he needs help. But I also need more from Donovan. I need more from all of them. Because this is not where we imagined we would be. I mean, I thought we'd be talking about Boston and getting ready for another series against Boston, whether or not we're apologizing to Altman, whether or not we're apologizing to JB. And this thing has taken a dramatic turn on the road. 216-474-0092. I mean, it's come down to, again, it feels like the fans in the heat of the moment want it worse than you do. Jeff and Avon Lake, you're first up on the Fan.
Ken, I don't think you're going to need to be apologizing to anybody anytime soon, so you can scratch that off your to-do list.
Well, there you go.
I kind of want to take a bigger view. You know, I go back to 2 years ago when they made the play-in games and they lost that. But that year was the most fun I'd had watching a Cavs basketball team. Kind of even with with some of the LeBron years, aside from the championship, but just the way they played and the way everybody chipped in and the way the ball moved. And then, fast forward, Donovan shows up, Kobe, does what he thinks he needs to do and makes an all-in trade, clearly not knowing where the roster was and kind of probably a little bit too soon, maybe a year too soon, but whatever, you got a superstar. Donovan shows up, ball stops.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moving, Darius and Donovan can't really play together that well. It's even more apparent now without Markkanen stretching the floor that you're just, Tower City was kind of a fun little thing for a little bit, a short period of time. We all know that. Why does the ball stop moving? I'm not putting it on Donovan. Donovan's been great since he's been here. He's said all the right things. He seems to care. He seems to be, care about the city for the most part. I don't think he ever wanted to be here, obviously, like everybody else knows. But it just makes me wonder why. Like, why does the ball stop moving? Does everybody just assume that Donovan's going to carry the load and kind of take care of things and people aren't as engaged.
Jeff, I think they are deflated when they see Donovan, when they see their version of Superman struggling and a little wounded, which he's been now for a month. They don't see the same guy, and they are not able to step up. And what I don't get
is another part to it.
How is it that the Magic seem fine stepping up? They've had different guys, whether it's Isaac in the corner hitting those big threes and making some timely defensive plays, Suggs just running around the court, even if he doesn't have his shot down. That guy is finding a way to impact the game. I mean, Franz Wagner was horrific this year shooting the ball. He looks like he is as confident as anybody in this series right now.
Well, Tony, so why? Then why do they lose their chip, their edge, when they see their guy? Why not step up to pick him up? Well, so let's look at that.
Because I think a lot of it's fraudulent. I think a lot of it's blustery, tough talk, but I don't think it's real. I think they're very quick to make excuses. I think that their general manager slash team president is very quick to make excuses for him. That's actually when they do talk. I think that they get their fingers into a lot of people to make excuses for him. I think they want to make everything so hunky-dory that they really don't see that these are grown men playing for the ultimate prize in the NBA, and I think it catches up with them.
The organizational softness is what really appalls me. And that's what made me want to call this morning, because I'm not a radio caller guy, but I needed to talk this out so I'm not, you know, squeezing my stress ball at work today, you know, annoyed with this. The organizational softness, tanking that last game against Charlotte is something I can't overlook. I won't overlook. I don't care if we get by the series. Doesn't matter if we get by the series. I don't even care. This group, as we know it, as I know it, and when I mean group, I mean coach, front office, everybody, to tank that last game and then a week later get blown out by 40 points in a playoff game. A playoff game. How, you know, Jim Moore-esque, how can you show up and lose by 40 points in a playoff game?
Jeff, and this is where I think, and thank you very much for the call. Lima wanted people to apologize to Kobe Altman for that game. Now Lima's got to back away from it. You know, people wanted to make a big deal about it, and then it was like, well, we won these first couple of games by 15 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, we looked good. Yeah, looked like the old Cavs.
And you start out the month of January. January, would you lose two games in the first month and a half of the new year? How good were they to start off that year? And they didn't have Donovan Mitchell at the time. They didn't have Evan Mobley at the time. You have injuries throughout the season. You still play well. But you also had these frustrating games where you do well against Dallas, and then we all, myself included, hey, whatever happens against Chicago is whatever happens against Chicago. Like, there was very little consistency. And I think that's why a lot of fans, they've taken their level of frustration to an obscene level. And it's true. Because now, I look at this team and I go, I don't know where to put them. I can't trust them. I can't sit there and be down in the mouth and dour about them all the time. I can't sit there and pump them up and say how great they are all the time. They never, ever pay it off. If I think they're going to do well, they consistently let me down. If I think they're going to do poorly, they consistently make me look like an angry fool. And because of that, you have no idea what their identity is. You have no idea where they're at. The only thing that I can say that has been founded over the last few years is that quote-unquote organizational softness. That's why we got people calling us up this morning saying, you know what, guys? Not only do I think they lose, I hope they lose. That's what fans are saying. That's the calls we've got today. And I'm not willing to go that far, and I don't think neither is Tone. But there are people who are saying it, and I can't say you guys are wrong because I don't think if they were to beat Orlando and then go and lose to Boston, say they beat Orlando in seven games, I don't think that they'll bury their heads in the sand and say everything's fine. I don't believe it, but I can't say for sure. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking at this team, and they know that there's some problems here. Something stinks. And they're afraid that if they win this series that they set up on purpose, and that they go over there and they just get hammered by Boston or Miami, more than likely Boston, then they'll just run it back and everything is going to be fine and we'll be just as frustrated next year. I'd like to believe that that's not going to be true and that everybody needs to relax. I don't know if that's the case. Because, again, they talked about the team like it was a Montessori school last year. We won 51 games. We did this. We did that. You guys don't see the vision. You guys don't know about building a basketball team. We do. Well, I don't know. Where's Orlando at right now? Are they behind us in the rebuild? Yeah. You just mentioned Anthony Edwards twice today. Where's Minnesota in their rebuild compared to us? And what did they do to Phoenix? Wipe the floor with them? Yeah, that's what they did.
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City behind us in the rebuild.
All these teams have passed us.
And where are we at? Sitting here making excuses. And so that's why I can't sit there and rip on the fans calling in saying that they want this team to have a lesson learned over this series. I mean, I can't believe where we're at with it. 216-474-0092. We got Jason Lloyd joining us coming up next. I want to know from Jason, are the Cavs in real trouble or are we just upset? And is Donovan Mitchell playing hurt? If he is, how hurt is he? And what did he think of the Browns draft? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on that absolutely free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.